A Fruitvale soldier who spent 5 months overseas training Ukrainian combat medics says his most meaningful moments came when he watched graduates leave to rejoin the fight. Master Corporal Chris Buckley returned home earlier this year after serving with Operation Unifier, Canada's mission to train members of the armed forces of Ukraine and help facilitate aid flowing into the country. Since the operation began in 2015, more than 43,000 Ukrainian troops have been trained, including hundreds during Buckley's recent deployment in Poland. While abroad, Buckley worked with the Medical Training Element, a joint Canadian-Polish program designed to teach advanced battlefield medicine and improve combat survivability for Ukrainian soldiers. His efforts to support instruction and care for both trainees and colleagues went beyond his regular duties and earned him a Joint Task Force Ukraine Commander's Commendation. The appreciation on the faces of the AFU combat medics, Armed Forces of Ukraine, as they board their buses at the end of the training to return to their units to continue in the defense of their nation is when I feel the greatest accomplishment as a paramedic, Buckley said. This deployment was the latest in a career that has spanned more than 3 decades. Buckley enrolled in the Canadian Armed Forces in 1991, sailing throughout the Pacific, taking part in national exercises, and deploying to Afghanistan in 2009. He said his decision to join the military was shaped early by his time in the Trail Cadet Program with 531 Royal Canadian Air Cadet Squadron, which built his self-confidence and gave him formative experiences in citizenship and leadership. Now with 34 years of service, Buckley says the conflict in Ukraine has carried a personal weight. Current conflicts in the world may feel like they are far away, but the CAF members that deploy, on behalf of Canada, to bring our training and experience to our allies and partners that are greatly affected by these conflicts develop deep connections with the trainees and missions, he said. Many of the soldiers that we trained came directly from the front lines of the conflict in Ukraine and, upon graduation, will return to that fight immediately, he added. This brings the conflict much closer to home for me. Buckley noted that while reservists must volunteer for international deployments alongside regular force members, their skills are instrumental to Canadian Armed Forces missions worldwide. He also pointed to the role that small-town reservists play in supporting Canada's global missions, saying he hopes his story will spark inspiration to serve. I hope that my experience creates an interest among the public in serving with these units, he said. While the work can be difficult, it is ultimately rewarding.